College students face a busy time come October 1st. That's when they can begin filling out what's called the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Anyone who wants government financial aid fills this form out. This year, the U.S. Department of Education is unveiling a new smartphone app, hoping to make a complicated process friendlier. Here's NPR's Corey Turner.
The Ed Department is many things, an enforcer of laws, a purveyor of policy. But did you know it's also one of America's biggest banks?
Every year, we handle over 250 million transactions of some shape, form, or fashion.
A. Wayne Johnson works for the Ed Department's Office of Federal Student Aid. He says right now, student borrowers owe the department nearly $1.5 trillion. And all that money starts with the FAFSA. There's just one problem. Students who most need help paying for college often have the hardest time filling it out. So when Johnson arrived at the department last year, he says,
"The very first thing that I wrote on my board was FAFSA."
As in, make it easier. Johnson has the kind of title you'd expect from a high-flying tech company, Chief Strategy and Transformation Officer.
We want the experience of a student to be every bit as good as if they were a customer of American Express, a customer of a major credit union.
Johnson should know. His hiring was controversial with some Democrats because he comes from the private banking world. He's worked for Visa and even run his own private student loan company. Since coming to the Ed Department, Johnson says he has fast-tracked the development of the My Student Aid smartphone app.
Cool, so let's dive in.
Abraham Marinez also works at the Ed Department, and recently he and Johnson walked me through some of the new app's key features.
Let me search for some colleges, universities in the state of Maryland, and if I just want to do that and see what shows up, I just hit search.
Ultimately, the department hopes this app will be a one-stop shop for students, a place they can research colleges, check their loan balance, and even make a payment. But the real game changer is that on October 1st, they'll be able to fill out the FAFSA on their phones.
Many families, including low-income families, rely on smartphones solely for their internet access.
Kim Cook is executive director of the National College Access Network. She says in the past, many students were stuck filling out the FAFSA in a school computer lab. And that's a problem if they need a parent to answer the toughest questions. Now, they can just take it home. Cook says this also changes the game for school counselors and advocates like her, because a mobile FAFSA allows them
to meet students where they are, at festivals, at football games, to meet parents where they are, maybe at brown bag lunches or financial aid nights.
If you're thinking, this sounds great, but what in the world does the education department know about building a good app? Well, it turns out Cook's group worked with the department to do early user testing.
Students flew through this app. It was amazing to see how native they are to using apps. They said the app was easy, parents as well.
Cook says they did find a few hang-ups, and the department says it's already making changes. The fact is, this form still won't be easy for everybody. It never will be, unless Congress radically rewrites the FAFSA. For now, though, students can take some comfort knowing it may not be easy, but it did just get easier. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.